You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I had somebody even ask me the other day about the whole merging lanes. If you're looking up ahead, say you're driving down something like horrible Colorado Boulevard here in Denver, and you can see up ahead that there's the little arrows pointing that they've closed a lane and everybody's supposed to merge over.
Yeah.
And somebody even asked me, they said, are you that person who gets over right away, or are you that person who floors it and drives all the way down there, passes everybody.
And then cuts in.
Which one are you?
The person everyone hates or the courteous human?
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, we had a huge argument about this on the show years ago with people calling in left and right. Half the people saying, no, you just get over right away. And the other half saying, no, you're all supposed to file down there evenly and go one at a time.
That's what it's there for.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't know. I'm the get over pretty darn soon person.
Yeah, I used to.
And then I get angry at the people who do zip pass. Like they get
so
to be ahead of everyone.
Jeremy is now?
I used to be that person right away. When you saw it a mile up, crap, I'm getting over. Now, who cares? Nobody else follows that rule. Or nobody else is courteous. I'm
so
like, screw it, I'm zipping all the way down.
So because nobody else is polite, you're not going to be
survival of the fittest.
Also, he has a big-ass truck, and Circle he's like, you're letting me in.
I'm in.
I think I have to say, I'm that person. I will try to determine if I'm going to let somebody in or not. If they're obviously an ass trying to get to the front of the line, I won't.
Right. Because I do then hover the lane like in the middle. If I do get over early, I kind of
I want to be that person, but I don't have the courage to drive in the middle of the two lanes and be like, no, you're not getting past me. I wish I could.
I would
I
like to see somebody with a big giant truck who does that, just kind of swerves over and keeps people from going past.
I would write down their license plate and send them a check.
I would say that's passive aggressive, but there's no passive to that. That's just aggressive.
A little bit.
So anyway, the reason I bring all of this up is this story that came up. It said if you're sitting in traffic and somebody rolls up next to you and wants to cut in, do you wave them in? And the reason I bring this up is because I found this quite interesting. Apparently, for a lot of people, it depends on how expensive the car is that wants to come in.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Bentleys are not getting in front of me. Right. We don't need it.
A new survey found that more than a quarter of people might let other people in, but if it's, for instance, a BMW or a Mercedes,
perfect,
they will not let the person
in.
Ain't
gonna happen.
Yes to the BMW.
They are discriminating against BMWs and Mercedes.
Yep. Yeah.
Well,
it's because listen.
Come on.
BMW drivers are some of the worst drivers out there.
Oh, please.
I can say that because my mom drives a BMW. Horrible driver. Horrible.
What a stupid general statement to
make. No, it totally is. BMW drivers
are everybody who drives an F-150 is a wonderful driver.
Dude, kind and courteous.
Oh, right.
I drive orphans and stuff all over the state puppies in it.
Yeah.
You just told us about racing up to the front of the line.
I pile the homeless in the back.
Yeah,
I take
he's
got to
get up front because he's taking all those people to the emergency, all those pregnant women.
You know BMW guy.
What?
Yeah, you do.
I think it's Porsche guy.
No, that's close second.
they're like a second cousin.
BMW guy, Porsche guy.
And they always have the customized plates. Yeah, he was behind a Lexus today. It was Lexi. And BMW, like, beam me,
okay,
that guy.
Wait a second. I may be flipping back over to Dom's side because you're the only one here out of all of us that has ever had a customized plate.
Well, yeah, you saw how fast I got rid of them.
Fast.
You brought it back a second time.
Fast. You had it for over 10 years. And you want to tell all of our listeners what
I don't even remember what it was.
I remember.
Do you want to tell
our listeners what your personalized plates?
Lexi? It wasn't spelled properly.
No, it was misspelled.
It was a very popular Halloween dance.
Let's put it this way. Here's Jeremy, the whitest white dude in the history of the world out of Southwest Littleton, Colorado.
You don't know me.
Driving around with a personalized plate that said Thriller.
Yeah, it was on my Jeep. It was a
Where is that John Denver music coming from?
Thrill to drive.
Coming from the Jeep up there.
No, it was a thrill to drive. That's why. Take it off road. I was like, man, this is thrilling.
There is somebody with a legitimate reason to have that license plate that couldn't because Jeremy Padgett had it.
You guys can suck it. That's my next plate. Suck it.
Hi, I'm a white guy from Littleton, and I just want to say that I'm a thriller. Yeah, you're
it
such
was pretty
a tool.
Awesome.
Such
that
a
was
tool.
Pretty awesome.
I'm glad you finally. You know,
it was awesome.
You got rid of that about 2 years after you got rid of Jeremodel as your email address.
Yeah.
So why do we got to bring all this crap up?
Yeah. Orphans don't even want to be seen with you.
Shut up over there.
No more volunteering for me. Sorry, you ruined it for everybody, Testa.
You want me to go back and tell you what else people discriminate against?
Yeah, no.
As far as waving people in,
okay.
3 out of 4 people say they will not wave someone in traffic if that person is using their cell phone.
Sure, 3 out of 4.
Because they're not paying attention.
I hate to see them.
Half say they will not wave somebody in to let them merge if they're eating.
Cup of noodles. That's not okay, ma'am.
So if you look over and they've got like a breakfast burrito up to their mouth, you're not going to let them in?
I might let those people in. Because I don't want them behind me. Right? I'd rather have them in front of me than behind me.
And then the funniest of all, 6% say they will not let a car merge if that other car is dirty.
That's why.
Yeah. And then nobody would ever let me merge, that's for sure. Yeah. I think it's about time for my biannual car wash. I usually do it about twice a year.
So you know, gross. Even if a dirty BMW with a woman who was eating a sub sandwich, as long as she courtesy waved, I'll let anybody in.
I'm so with you, Emily.
Yeah.
It takes two seconds. That really like restores my faith in humanity is when somebody courtesy waves.
If I could teach young people anything, I would teach them the courtesy wave when someone lets you
right.
in.
Right. Yeah. Like your children, your young daughter, hopefully her first word is either please or thank you.
Or and then courtesy wave.
The second thing she learns is the courtesy wave.
Yeah.
At 11 months old.
She does it when she's done breastfeeding, I'll tell you that. She gives Nicole a little wave.
Thanks, Mom.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.